Welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra, the podcast. Ready to live creatively and freely?
Let's go!
Be inspired by someone who left corporate culture to live her entrepreneurial dream. Here's your host, Chandra Webb.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra, Season 2, Episode 2. I'm so excited to have all of you Facebook fans out there. I don't know if I want to say fans. Friends. Let me say that. Facebook friends, join in. Come on in. Come on in. Make sure you share, like, and comment. We have a great show today. Hello to all my podcast listeners out there. Thank you for joining Snap Talk with Chandra. Tuning in where we have great topics and guests that inspire us, motivate us, and empower us to do better in our lives. I am so excited about my guest today. You guys, she is my friend. She is the CEO and founder of the Velvet Rope Experience Training Solutions Firm here in Houston, Texas. She can help you get your business right. And she helps businesses turn around and just improve the whole customer experience, employee experience. She's an amazing trainer. I have definitely seen her in action. And I love her dearly. And she is my friend, Miss Tiffany Taylor Hicks. Welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I'm excited to be here and talk with you.
Yes, ma'am. So today, Tiffany, you know, we talk, me and you, we talk about everything.
We had some good discussions, some really good discussions like, about business and,
yes.
Ooh, and challenges.
Yes, yeah. Relationships. Yeah, don't get me started. But today, I want to talk about you guys, when tragedy hits, what does your comeback look like? Do you come back? Do you know how to come back? And I know we've talked, we both have had challenges. I know probably for the last 5 years, I've experienced tragedy after tragedy, from loss, divorce, business, just a whole number of things. And, you know, and I just, you know, I thought this would just be a good conversation, you know, for us to have, because I kind of look at you, you're a coach as well, a life coach, and you've definitely like gone through a transition. I know just in your life, just in doing more and being more and in finding, you know, Tiffany, and, you know, just elevating. I've just seen your glow up completely, and I'm not just saying that, but some people out there have experienced tragedy in lots of areas, and so, you know, what do you think, you know, what does that look like, and, you know, how do you even come back? It could be in any area of your life. Have you experienced a tragedy, or what is your comeback? What did it look like?
So I think tragedy, especially for entrepreneurs, particularly, mm-hmm. right? It's not if a tragedy is going to happen. It is when a tragedy or disaster is going to happen in your business, and being prepared for that is, because I know as entrepreneurs, a lot of entrepreneurs are really optimistic, super optimistic. Mm-hmm. And I would say that a lot of times they don't plan for mm-hmm. the tragedy or the disaster, right? And so, yes, I've been through one. In my journey to be an entrepreneur, I literally lost everything. And when I say I lost everything, I lost my apartment. I had absolutely no money in the bank. I slept in my car for a couple weeks because I was so stubborn, because I didn't want to go back home. I mean, I'm grown. I've been right. out since I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And so to be in my 40s and have to go home and stay with my mother, I was like, I'm not having it, not mm-hmm. gonna be able to do it. Right. So for me, that was a tragedy, right? Because I literally lost my money, my identity, my living space. I lost everything. But I will tell you that the easiest way to deal with that kind of tragedy is, the first thing you have to do is that you gotta get it out your system.
Yeah.
You gotta scream, cry, kick, have the pity party, whatever it is that you need to do, but don't stay in that for a long period of time. So what I would really say to people is, first thing you do is acknowledge that you are in a moment of loss, right?
Yes.
Whatever it is you're losing, whether it's a person, whether it's a divorce, whether it's yourself, whatever, acknowledge that you're in that space of mm-hmm. loss. Don't try to run from it, because you're going to deal with it at some point,
right?
And then the next thing that I would say, number two, is forgive yourself. right? You have, for whatever it is that happened, however it happened, whatever decisions you made, whatever you said, did, whatever choices, right? Forgive yourself because you did the best that you could with whatever information you had at the time.
Right.
And then the next thing I would say, number three, would be plan, like identify what really went wrong. What did I do wrong? What did I say wrong? Yeah. Who did I engage with? Did I not write that, ask the right questions, right? Really analyze what went wrong.
Yes.
Right? And then also analyze what went right, because just because you had tragedy does not mean that everything in the scenario was bad, right?
Right.
So you pull the best pieces out of that and then put that all together. And then my next thing I would say is plan your comeback.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't like our current leader of this free world. However,
join,
I will tell you that he is amazing at comebacks, right? He orchestrates his own comebacks. He knows exactly what those are going to look like. And we have to be good at orchestrating our comeback.
And that's one thing that I really admire about you, Tiffany, is that even if you're in unfavorable situations, like, you're always positive. You always have a good, you know, a good word to give. I've never seen you just in a downtrodden, like, disposition. And so, you know, with that, I love that you were transparent, you know, with that, because especially as an entrepreneur, sometimes we're caught up in the limelight and everybody looking at us and we're looking like we're winning, you know, especially on social media, because we use social media as our platform to advertise, to market ourselves, to brand ourselves, right? And so when you're not just, say, in a good place, sometimes, you said you were stubborn, but sometimes we become embarrassed.
Right.
And so
that's why you got to forgive yourself, because it's the shame. Right?
Yes.
Because everybody is so busy trying to impress others, trying to make other people think this or that about them.
Yes.
And I think the thing for me, I don't do that. Like, people know whether you meet me or not. Yes, I'm always positive. I have some days that I'm down, but it's very rare. What I've learned is I try to have less moments or periods or gaps where I allow my humanness to bring me down. So, you know, because that's, life is struggle. It's peaks and valleys.
Yes.
Again, that's not a if, it's a win.
It is a win.
So how do you overcome those, and how do you overcome them quickly? And what I have found is, don't be ashamed. You got to let that go, because we all make poor decisions. We all make mistakes. That's part of the growing process.
Yes.
And if you're so ashamed of it that you can't share your journey, you can't share your testimony, or even worse, if you're so ashamed of it that you're letting that negative attitude bubble over into everything that you do, you start alienating people. And you can't identify opportunity when you are alienating people. So I try to, you know, I stay positive. I do have moments where it hurts.
Yes.
But I also share that with people, because I need them to understand that it doesn't matter. This that I'm doing, I'm glad that people are seeing me grow and seeing me excel, but I want them to also see that there are moments and times when it doesn't feel good.
Yes.
Where it's stretching me, where I feel like, am I doing this right? You know, what more do I need to do? So I share with people. I like to be transparent in that way. And because I feel like if an entrepreneur can see me fail or do, and maybe not even fail, but if they can watch me learn because of a mistake that I made, then they know that it's okay for them to make a mistake and to move on.
Right.
And some of us don't have support as entrepreneurs anyway, or, you know, like, you could be in a room with family and you're the only entrepreneur,
right?
Or you could be at the church and there's not a lot of entrepreneurs at your church, and
right,
they don't necessarily understand your struggle, right?
Yes.
I try to show people that it can be a challenge, but there's people out here that can show you, like, you know, just pick yourself up. Don't be ashamed.
Right. And you brought a point, you said the support around you. And so it can be a very lonely road.
Yes.
In being, you know, running your own business, or, you know, or maybe if you're the only one in your circle that's married, all of your other friends are single, or whatever the case may be. But the people around you matter. So who did you, like, surround yourself with? So I know in my family, I'm the only entrepreneur. So with me being frustrated and going through, say, financial woes or whatever the case, I don't have anybody to really, like, bounce it on. Mm-hmm. So it would be someone like you, like, hey, Tiffany, I'm going through this that I could relate to. So who did you surround yourself with that?
Ooh, so that is, man, when I tell you that's a good question, that is a really good question. So I will share with you that whatever journey you're on, get your spiritual team together. That's what I like to say.
Yes.
It's not just who do you go and talk to. It's about having a spiritual team who will sow things into you that you can also give to them, because you have to surround yourself with some people who can, I really want to say, people who are participating in reciprocity.
Yes.
Right? Because that's super important.
Say that.
So what I would say is I started networking. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. And that's the interesting thing is my mother didn't want entrepreneurship for me because she literally said, Tiffany, this is such a hard life to live where you're worried about getting customers and clients and selling this and selling that. And to be honest, she's a very successful entrepreneur, has been doing it for 35 years and still going. But she was concerned because she was like, you're so smart. Go to corporate America. Go rock that and have good insurance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I say that because my mom is a part of my spiritual team because she does understand my entrepreneur journey. Right. But then the next thing I say is that go and find people who think like you or not necessarily think like you. What I really want to say is they align with your spirit, your message, your values, right?
Yes.
So I was able to do that with the Houston African American Bloggers Association.
Mm-hmm.
I met a lot of people there. I also am in the nonprofit arena. So there's a lot of people who are just, they're here to serve if they're in the nonprofit arena. And then I also went out and got a mentor. I participated in programs and cohorts or accelerators for entrepreneurs. That's so important. Because you just have to go and find people who you align with spiritually, who are on the walk or the journey that you're on. Because then when you have a story to tell and you talk, it resonates.
Yes.
You can learn from them and they can learn from you.
I love it. So. Mentors are so important. I know before I started my business, that was one thing that I was just dead set on. I was like, I need a mentor because I want to get out here doing something I don't know how to do, but someone that has gone before me to do it. And I got me a spiritual mentor. I remember when I, you know, transitioned, you know, just into my new church, I have a spiritual mother and she has definitely just kind of guided me throughout my journey of growing and glowing. And so what tips would you give someone? So we talk about a comeback. So you know, in business, you experience this failure and comeback. Some people's motivations can be very vain, sometimes selfish.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
you know,
I've encountered that.
You know, and what is a good, how do you come back in a healthy kind of way where it's not like everybody was hating on me, you know, I'm going to show them. Mm-hmm. What does a healthy comeback look like? Because sometimes we can come back and be too ambitious.
Okay.
Or we can be just too optimistic, you know, for where we are. How do you do that?
I'm gonna share with you guys that the comeback is very much about how you behaved during the tragedy.
I like that.
Okay. And I say that because a lot of times when we're going through something, we are not on our best behavior. Like, it's almost like we're going through this tragedy, so we give ourselves permission to show the worst of ourselves. And that's not when you're supposed to do that,
right?
Honestly. When you are in tragedy, that is building character. So the best of you should come out. And because at that moment, if you can make it through a tragedy, number one, you know that you are courageous. Number two, you know that you can persevere. Number three, in a lot of cases, you have to have had some patience to get through that thing, right? So the comeback is understanding that no matter what, there's going to be a tragedy. Handle yourself accordingly when you're going through it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be mean to people, even when people, because sometimes people are coming back from someone using them.
Yes.
Sometimes people are coming back from being in a business deal where a partner took advantage of them. Even in a marriage, right? You could be leaving that marriage or be divorcing because it wasn't a good partnership, right? So what I say to that is when you are going through the comeback, number one, you need to be humble because you made it. That's the first thing,
yes.
Right? So if you can make it through the tragedy, I believe that there's a level of humbleness that you have to have. It's okay to be proud of the fact that you made it through the journey.
Yes.
So you can share that. Share your testimony. Tell people how you got through it. And then the next thing that I would say is be alert. Right? Once you are on in the comeback stage, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes we can be so hyper focused on where we're going because we don't want to fail again.
Yes.
That we miss the signs that are happening. I will share with you guys one of the things that I made sure that I did during my comeback was I wrote myself some affirmations. And those affirmations were directly related to what I had just come through.
Yes.
So one of the things that I said was, I am enough and that I don't have to impress other people. What I have to do is impress God.
Yes.
I'm on this journey to be a better Tiffany, right? And everything that I do is designed to make me better. And I think that those are the things that when you're making a comeback, I think that that's what's the most important is that you have to find yourself, stay true to yourself, mm-hmm. stay in alignment with your vision, stay in alignment with your godliness. Yes. And I think that that's the best way to handle it because when you think about it, mm-hmm. That's another reason why I'm so positive because I realize that the more positive I put out there, the more opportunities I get, the more I'm able to help others.
Yes.
And whatever you put out there is what comes back to you. So thinking about the comeback in that way, that if I had these things taken away or if I lost these things, mm-hmm. but if I am positive and if I'm spiritual and I give back to the universe the way
yes.
that I would like to receive, it's coming. You're going to get it tenfold.
Yes. You guys, I hope you are taking notes because she is feeding. I'm about to pass the collection plate because sister is here preaching. I'm telling you, you know, you just have to find that zone where when tragedy does hit, there's a healing process that goes along with it.
Yes.
Because I know when I experienced loss, I was just... even just with my first business venture, I didn't look at it as a failure.
Okay.
For me, it was just an opportunity. It was perfect. It did what it was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was okay. Now I'm a smarter businesswoman.
Right.
Now I'm able to learn and consult other people, you know, that wants to go into the same, you know, field that I'm in. And so how do you give back? You said you're able to take that and be able to pass that along.
Yeah, so I met with an amazing woman, maybe I'm going to say about 3 or 4 months, and I realized that every connection mm-hmm. that you make is meant for you.
Yes,
whether
I agree.
Whether it's a good connection or a bad connection,
it has a purpose.
It is meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to learn something. So I met a woman that told me. She said, "Tiffany, until you are able to loose yourself from the shame that you feel about the things that you've done incorrectly in business or in life," she was like, "you're gonna stay stuck. You can't move forward with the old baggage. You gotta shake that off so that you can move forward and know that you're gonna accumulate some more baggage."
Right.
But what you have to do is not keep carrying it with you. So what I do now is I tell people, stop listening to other people's, that's white noise. Stop listening to what they have to say.
Yes.
Because people have you thinking that you failed when what you really had was a learning experience.
Absolutely.
Right? So the very first thing I say is be okay with your testimony, but analyze it first. Know what you did wrong so you are prepared. Like it's kind of like you got to gird yourself first,
yeah.
right? And you have to be prepared for the fact that people are going to hit you with some impossible things that may make you feel like they're pulling you back into your shame spot, but be prepared for it. So when we talked earlier about analyzing what went wrong, and analyzing your best practices.
Yes.
Because now when you ask me, girl, what happened to that other business you used to have? You can say with pride and be okay with, mm-hmm. you know what? That business didn't go like I wanted it to, but because of that, I was able to launch this, and girl, I'm growing and glowing.
Right, right. And what she's talking about is perspective.
Yeah.
We all have to have a healthy perspective of any area of our life, whether, okay. you know, a success has happened or a learning, you know, experience.
Yes.
And so definitely, you guys, when tragedy hits, don't be ashamed. Don't be, you know, rescind into your own bubble,
right,
and isolate everyone out, because we all should have at least one person that we can go to,
right,
that we can feel safe with, that we can confide in when those moments. And if you see someone that may have experienced that, reach out, because some people like me, you know, may be proud,
right,
you know, and don't want to ask for help or whatever, but reach out to those people to be able to say, hey, you know, where do you need me, or what do you need me to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I tell people, first you have to ask, you have to share.
Yes.
Because people don't know what you're going through.
Say that.
I need you to understand that nobody knew that I was sleeping in my car, but it was because I didn't tell anybody. I slept in my office too. It was because I didn't tell anybody. I had places I could have gone, but I was ashamed of the fact that things had gotten so out of hand and I didn't do anything about it beforehand, because I kept thinking it's going to get better. But it couldn't get better because I had to sit through that. I had to go through that to know I will never be back there again.
Yes.
Right? But then also, God knew that He was about to put me before entrepreneurs that needed to hear that. That they needed to hear that it's okay, that you will have times in your business where you are cash poor.
Yes, I've been there.
And that is okay, right? Now, what do you do to go out there and go get more cash? And that starts with having a positive attitude, because nobody is going to want to loan you money or invest in your business if you coming through with all that negative,
right?
They want to see that if you are positive and believe on the upturn of your business,
yes,
someone else will believe that as well.
Absolutely.
So just making sure that you are being positive, understanding your testimony, sharing it with people, and ask for what you need. And then the last point I also want to make, when somebody needs you, like, and they're in their lowest point and they need help, don't help them the way you want to help them. Help them the way they need you to help them. Because oftentimes I try to come in and help you the way I like to be helped.
Yes.
Right? Because, but you may need something different. So for instance, with me, I could just use a hug. Sometimes I don't want to talk. I just want to know I could come and sit down with you, give you a hug, and just be quiet and just sigh.
Yes.
Right? But there are some people that want you to talk them through it. Some people want you to give advice. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So find out how they need you to help them get through the tragedy, and then meet them in that space.
Where they are. Yes. And it makes me think of the book, The Five Love Languages.
Mm.
And, you know, and when you love someone, you don't love them how you want to love them. You love them according to their love language.
Right.
And that's just kind of just what you've said. Help them how they need to be helped. I love that, you guys. She's an amazing woman, and you have encouraged me, and I love the fact that, one, as an entrepreneur, I'm not alone. You know, and sometimes we can feel like that, and then just with you sharing, I know have helped a lot of people out there in podcast land and Facebook Live. You know, if you guys have experienced anything, you know, how you've bounce back, you know, share with us, comment, you know, on how you've definitely bounced back. Tiffany, you are amazing.
Thank you. I can't
wait to see just where you go, because
it has been an amazing ride. Just to let you know, like, once I finally worked that thing out and I gave up the shame and I started talking about my story and I started saying, hey, you know, I'm very intentional now.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of my journey, I wasn't intentional, because it's interesting, when you work in corporate America, you kind of just think things are going to come to you.
Right.
You used to paychecks coming every other Friday.
Like clockwork.
Right?
Yes.
But now I know that I have to be intentional about how money comes in, and it's working for me. You know,
Just keep going.
That's what I tell people. Don't give up.
Don't. And the thing about you never stop moving. That's one thing that I've learned. You just never stopped moving. And whether you're moving at a slower pace or fat, just don't stop moving.
Right. Can I? So I want to share one other thing.
Yeah,
with people,
go ahead.
If you don't mind. Don't be busy just to be busy, though.
Ooh.
So that's super important. You have to be intentional about your business. So,
yes.
And I say that because some of my tragedy was sowing into people who were not reciprocating and going and spending money to support people who were never supporting me. So every time you turn around, I was at this event, that event, this event, and you know, every event, $25 here, $50 here, $100 there. So it was happening. But then at the end of the day, when my lights was getting ready to get cut off, nobody was coming to my event. Right. Mm-hmm. So what you have to do is you have to be very intentional about where you go and who you support. And you have to say to yourself, before I go, what do I want to get out of this? Right. So if I go to this event, do I want to go there and network and meet two people that can help me grow my business?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or am I going to this because I'm supporting? Right. But I'm also going to make some connections and build some relationships. And then sometimes you could go and say flat out, I'm gonna walk out of here with two customers. That's what you have to be intentional about that.
With a purpose. Yeah, I love it. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us today. You guys, we have been talking about when tragedy comes, what is your combat? And this brings me to one of my favorite parts of Snap Talk with Chandra, Snap Thoughts.
Okay.
Snap Thoughts. So what you're going to do, you're going to pull a question out of our box and you're going to hand it to me.
No.
Yeah. So it's the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
So let's see. Okay, this is a good one. 1 million followers on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube?
Ooh, first thing that comes to mind, I'm going to go with Instagram.
Why?
Well, because right now, Instagram is like the hottest space right now. So you can tell a story and you can tell with pictures.
Yes.
So I think that more people are drawn to that. But I also would say that young professionals, because I'm learning not to call them the other word anymore. if you guys don't know, millennials are called young professionals.
Yes.
So it's a better way to address them. But they definitely are more into the Instagram space. And then I'll say one other thing. I tell people, if you're interested in writing a book, Instagram is the best place to do it, because you literally can take your post and you can turn those into an ebook, especially if you're doing it in a graphic way with a really good graphic. So it's just a way to keep people focused, and
yes,
then it's also a way to repurpose your information.
Oh, good. I just learned something new. Instagram, here I come. I'm on Instagram, but I'm not using it like I could. All right, next question. Let's see. Okay. What is your favorite holiday and why?
My favorite holiday has got to be, and it's interesting, it's Good Friday.
It's Good Friday?
Good Friday is my favorite holiday, and it's an interesting reason why. So I have some friends that have a crawfish boil every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they do that, my best friend actually comes in from Atlanta, and I get to see her. And I don't get to see her as much anymore.
Okay.
And so not only do I get to see her, but I also get to see her whole family, and then all our kids, and our kids kind of grew up together, so it becomes this whole family thing.
That's good. Okay, now I get it. Good Friday. Yeah. Good Friday.
Oh, and it's a Friday where you get to be off. Like, it's a long weekend,
it
too.
Is, so, yes, yeah. Okay, last question. Let's see. Let's make it good. What is the nicest thing you have ever done for someone else?
I have to pick one? Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. That feels, because it feels like I'm bragging. Okay,
she's super nice.
That's what I was gonna say. So I always do nice things. I would say the most recent nice thing that I did, I was praying for abundance. I have $15 to my name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving down the street and there's a guy on the street and he's asking for money.
Yes.
And so I gave him the $5, but then I noticed that there were three of them. There was one on each corner. So I literally drove and gave each one of them $5. And I said, thank you, God, because they all need, and I knew they were together, but I was like, now collectively they have $15, and that was the last that I had. And the interesting thing was, right as I was doing that, a client that wasn't supposed to pay me until the next week, she paid me. I drove two blocks down the street, my Cash App went off, $750, just like that.
And on that note, you guys, talk about sacrifice and moving when God says move, and a prayer answered immediately.
Yeah.
Tiffany, you have blessed me. I know you have blessed everyone out there in Facebook and our listeners to our podcast. You're amazing. I can't wait to see how God is definitely going to take you, because you're so sweet and you're so kind and you're so giving. Thank you for being a guest on Snap Talk with Chandra. We're going to have her back, because me and her, we can go.
Thank you for having
me. We can talk about a lot of things. Thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in. See you guys next week. Snap Talk with Chandra.
Thank you for tuning in to Snap Talk with Chandra, the podcast. Want to hear more?
Let's go!
Hit the subscribe button. Please rate and review.